guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How about you? Yeah, I need some heavy metal detox just from doing the show.
Yeah.
And it's not just from the music. There's so much going on. Oh, my gosh. Super Don. Ready to rock and roll. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will join us a little later. But we have bonus Health Ranger time this week. It's very exciting.
Wow.
Mike has agreed to come back on because yesterday was such a wow. It's, you know, one of those things. The Natural News Forensic Food Lab has just, you know, uncovered a lot of things. It's a lot, has a lot of people questioning, asking things, and we need to clear up, demystify, if you will, the issue, particularly of heavy metals, whether they are naturally occurring, and if so, what should we or could we expect in terms of the levels that we would want to say, man, that's allowed, no, we don't want to go there. So there's a lot of questions coming through on the social networks at robertscottbell.com. We'll probably talk with Mike about some strategies for heavy metal detox in a general sense and answer some questions from you at 866-939-BELL. Next couple of hours here on naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our syndicator, Genesis Communications at gcnlive.com, and our rebroadcasters around the world at UK Health Radio, Digital Radio 103 in Australia, and Orion. So we got lots to do today. Do we have Mike Adams on the line? Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Robert. Thanks for having me back on. It's great to join you again today. I had a great show with you yesterday, and, man, lots of people have comments and questions. We've stirred up a lot of questions across the Internet.
Yeah, and it, like, well, the heavy metal issue is not new for you or me, but in the way that it came about and the concerns that are genuinely being raised, and rightfully so, we want to address them. And one of those things that we have a lot of questions about is like, okay, we know there's a lot of heavy metal contamination around the soils of planet Earth, some more, some less in areas. And of course, we want the cleanest possible foods that we can get. But the question then becomes, well, what would we expect as a normal level? For instance, salt. If you've got unrefined, either sea salt, Celtic salt, mineral salt, rock or crystal salt, there's like 74 to 84 trace elements, including some that are considered heavy metals, although they're in certain trace amounts that might not be concerning versus other things. So if you could help us demystify this issue in this hour, I think we'd be doing a great service for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, literally thousands of people have been posting, maybe tens of thousands at this point, posting questions. As you know, yesterday we revealed some product composition lab data concerning Garden of Life products, their protein products in particular. A lot of people had questions, and the confusion has been enhanced by the fact that the FDA doesn't have any limits set, and the USDA doesn't have any limits for certified organic foods, and the fact that my laboratory analysis, I was the first to identify in the world, in fact, tungsten in dietary supplements. And tungsten is called by some a quote, emerging contaminant. It's not something that's been around for a long time, typically in foods, because it's really only appeared as a result of new high-tech manufacturing, cell phones and X-ray machines and things like that that use tungsten. So now there's tungsten in the environment, which is finding its way into foods. And I was actually the first food scientist to detect that and publish those numbers. So that's that's got a lot of people asking questions. Well, how much tungsten is okay? Or, you know, is tungsten mm-hmm. bad? You know, maybe we should have tungsten vitamin pills, you know?
I'm thinking along the lines of strategies as we've talked off the air and a little bit on the air about minimizing exposure, but recognizing that we won't be able to totally eliminate exposure anymore. That's how bad the environment has gotten. So we're having to develop strategies in how to walk through everyday life, recognizing that there is no perfect environment anymore. But, of course, we want to make better decisions about the supplements we take and the foods we choose so that we can genuinely reduce that risk. If there is a risk, and what is that risk, we can get into all of that.
Absolutely. So let me address the first biggest question. When this kind of lab data tends to come out, identifying any particular brand or product of any company, the typical response that we expect to see is the company or manufacturer will argue that these are naturally occurring heavy metals, but they're not disputing that they're there. They're saying, well, they're naturally occurring. And so let's decode that, let's demystify that, because there's an element of truth to it, but it's more complex. Before the Industrial Revolution, the levels of heavy metals in soils were a fraction of what they are today. So if you were growing food on a farm in 1762, let's say, or, you know, 1776, a good year, then that food was much, much cleaner in terms of heavy metals than the same food grown on the same piece of land here in 2014. What's the difference? Well, you know, Industrial Revolution and over a century of industrial pollution, which has been falling out of the sky, literally, mercury from coal-fired power plants, from forest fires even will re-emit mercury that's come over from China. You've got lead, you've got aluminum, you've got heavy metals falling out of the sky slowly, you know, accumulating over time, building up on the topsoils where crops are grown now. Now, so that's part of it. So now you have higher levels of these metals in the soil. So now you have to really start to question the explanation that they are, quote, naturally occurring. See, now it's not natural. Now it's industrial pollution that's in the soil. But then you've got water. So this is where we really get into some interesting issues. Crops that are that use more water obviously will tend to accumulate and multiply the concentration of heavy metals which are found in the water. So now a plant can take an environmental contaminant, such as tungsten or mercury or whatever happens to be in the water, and a plant can bioaccumulate that and vastly increase the concentration in the plant tissue. So then when you harvest the plant and you process the plant for food, then now you have a significantly higher concentration than what was in the water. And, of course, the more water the plant needs to grow, the more accumulation will take place. Now, there are going to be some people out there who argue, well, this is still naturally occurring. I say nonsense, hogwash. If I were to grow, let's say, green beans right next to Chernobyl, and they were radioactive green beans, by the same logic, I could argue, well, it's naturally occurring radioactivity because it's in the soil.
Yeah.
Most people would say that doesn't make any sense. That's a contaminant, you know, cesium-137. It's a contaminant. It shouldn't be in the food, and it's not naturally occurring. It's the result of an industrial accident. So that's where we need to get really clear. Much of what we are seeing today, and we're doing testing of foods across the board, is we are finding the result of environmental contamination stemming from industrial pollution. So there's the answer.
Yeah, and as we said, too, obviously we argued to go organic, cleaner foods, get to know your farmer, the processes, the methods they are used for growing it, but we're not under the delusion that organic is perfectly pure and clean anymore. And that's the point you're making,
right?
Because the industrial pollution, the contaminants are everywhere. So it's not just enough. And, you know, people will argue, oh, I don't need the supplement. I say, well, that's fine if you believe that, but I know too much about it. And now you're validating, Mike, with the Natural News Forensic Food Lab, too much we know now or learning, and it's not nice what we're learning, about what's in our supplements, what's in the food that we consume on an everyday basis. And so we have to strategize and implement things that are good within, I guess, the innovations within what we'd call the natural products industry.
Yeah, there's a new level of scrutiny that's now justifiably being applied to the industry. And of course, what you and I are doing right here today is part of this. And Don as well. I love the audio that he put together yesterday. This is important work that we're doing, but it does bring up all sorts of questions, like USDA organic, as mm-hmm. we mentioned yesterday, does not cover heavy metals contamination. So a product can be certified organic, and yet at the same time, it could have almost any level of lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, and so on. And at the same time, now there many people will say, well, there's lead in everything, or there's cadmium in everything. Well, that's actually not a very educated statement. It all comes down to different levels of concentration.
You know what that reminds me of, Mike? When a TSA agent says, well, you got to die of something, you know, as you warn them about standing next to the X-ray machine. You're like, there's not much survival, you know, level thinking in those people. I mean, I don't know what we can do for them.
Well, that's a good point. You know, you could argue that going out into outer space is just as safe as standing on Earth because there's radiation everywhere. You know, well, not really. You'll die immediately from the radiation from the sun if you don't have the protection of Earth's magnetosphere. Mm-hmm. So the question of concentration, and in the testing that I have pioneered at the Forensic Food Lab, we found many foods that have essentially zero tungsten, zero lead, zero cadmium, zero mercury. And by zero, what I mean is less than half of one part per billion. So, you know, we're talking maybe some very small parts per trillion, virtually undetectable. That's pretty close to zero, whereas other foods might have 10,000 parts per billion of that same element, and that's a significant level. So we need to understand that these differences really matter.
Yeah, they do. And, of course, when we assessed it on the show yesterday, you know, some of the questions are, well, what is acceptable? I mean, we didn't actually come out and say any product was definitely dangerous. That wasn't the perspective of what we were relating. But you had cross-compared, if you will, a number of protein products and saw levels and then saw one that was much higher. And that raised some alarm bells that needed to be, you know, communicated out to the world at large because, as we said, the government regulatory agencies are not doing it. And, I like it if the industry, of which we have grown a lot in, would self-regulate, would do the right thing, and would encourage in consumer right. activism and asking the questions. We're here on our first break already. Oh, man, things go so fast with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's with us. And, of course, if you haven't checked out the Forensic Food Lab there, it's labs.naturalnews.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, as always, here at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors who make this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible. We're going to continue to demystify these heavy metal levels with Mike Adams when we come back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Amina Bosel here for Midas Resources. Today, January 31st, 2014, gold opened at $1,251.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,297.49, $648.75 for a half ounce, or $324.37 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,297.49, $648.75, and $324.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Demystifying heavy metal levels and the debate about them today on the air with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Of course, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week. That's Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 in the afternoon Eastern Time, first airing, and Sundays 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Archives available through National News Radio, GCN, all around the web. You can find it. So great information getting out there, Mike. We appreciate you. And yes, controversy anytime you release facts that are not pleasing to certain folks out there. But I think more than not, I've been watching what's happening out there, and there's a lot of gratitude coming through for your willingness to invest in what you've done and to reveal the things that I think we all need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to thank all of our readers and listeners out there. They're really – this is a grassroots effort. And what's happening right now is that companies are being pressured in real time, I mean every minute, to release their heavy metals results, testing for their own products. Now, and I encourage that. I think that's what we need to do. One of the messages here today is that people need to stop asking me to give them the answers on everything that should they eat this or should they eat that. I don't know your body. I don't know your medical history. I don't know those things about you. I would encourage, I'll keep doing my work to do testing, but I encourage you to ask the product companies that you're buying from, ask them for their test results. Mm-hmm. Do they even have test results? Because the truth is many companies in the industry today, and even in the natural products industry, and I know this firsthand, they are not testing their products. They are buying and selling and not testing. And the reason I know this is because I test their products and I find some things that never would have passed any kind of in-house quality control. So this is an urgent situation for the natural products industry. And I can tell you, if somebody like, 60 Minutes got a hold of this or I don't know, the New York Times or somebody, mm-hmm. They could really attack the credibility of the natural products industry by looking at heavy metals
right.
Contaminants.
Now, I want to be clear also on this issue that, Mike, you and I don't think we're calling for FDA interference or USDA interference. I think
the self-regulation, the the people demanding it and the companies just stepping up to do the right thing when they're confronted with this would be much more efficient, because to try and get the federal government to start shifting even more of the trillions of dollars that they waste into doing something like this, I don't see the efficiency of that. I like the idea of having the movement come from within the industry.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you, and I have to say that my discussions so far with some of the larger companies that are selling protein products is very I'm very optimistic, because they've responded in a very responsible and concerned manner, and I hope to be able to announce pretty soon, in fact, some breaking news on that would be very good for end users, customers, and the industry as well. And I think this industry is overall more responsible than, let's say, conventional foods or fast foods or junk foods. So I hope this emerges here very, very soon, and we can make these announcements possibly on your show tomorrow. But discussions are taking place. I can say that
okay.
We are in communication with many of the top companies, and they are responding in a very responsible manner. They are very aware of these issues and the concern among consumers. Now, what every company will say, by the way, though, and I differ from their opinion, is they will say that, yes, these metals exist in their product. Nobody has disputed our lab findings. No one. But they will say, but those are safe levels. And they will accurately say that their scientists have told them that those levels are safe, and that the FDA essentially says those levels are safe because they don't have any limits. And that comes down to a difference of opinion, a difference of interpretation. I have a far more stringent requirement for cleanliness of mm-hmm. foods than most other scientists. So I have a very high quality control standard for what I eat. And I have that same standard for what we sell at the natural news store. But other companies have different standards, and they would argue that those are still safe. And I might disagree. But, so that difference in opinion is out there, Robert. And that's
yes,
important
it is.
To understand.
Well, and, listen, we cover issues about, for instance, cancer, as I do with Ty Bollinger, we'll do next hour. And of course, we disagree with a lot of the whole field of oncology. But, I mean,
right.
It's okay. I mean, we want to debate them. A lot of times they won't meet us on a on a debate field. But the reality is we want to get this information out. We're going to continue to do that, including we're going to be talking about, let's say, methods of detoxification. We have listener questions. One from Yvonne we'll get to next. The Health Ranger is with us this hour, demystifying the heavy metal debate. And you can call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. What can you do if you're concerned? And we all should be, rightfully so. We're going to strategize on that when we come back from this break. Health Ranger sticks around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
It is a mission. Absolutely, it is a mission, and it encompasses all of our bodies, from the physiological to the emotional, mental, economic, political, and yes, spiritual, too. And Mike Adams joins us as well today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're glad to have him on board, and we're going to go into some detox protocols because we do have questions from folks really rightly concerned about the heavy metal content and supplements. But first and foremost, we have Major League breaking news right here
on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks from Natural News and the Natural News Forensic Food Lab. And Mike Adams, what is this major breaking news?
Well, this is literally breaking right now. I just received the final confirmation text on this during a break. This is not staged. This is not theater. This is real time.
Yes.
We have a groundbreaking agreement unprecedented in the history of the food industry. This has never been done before, and I'm sure this is going to be big news all across the country. We have two pioneering leaders in the raw protein space, Garden of Life and Sun Warrior, have sat down with myself at Natural News. They've listened to our concerns, and they have both committed and agreed to something quite remarkable. They are agreeing to meet a specific heavy metals limit for all their future protein products with an 18-month transition time to achieve that. So these targets will be met by July 1, 2015. And as part of this agreement, which we will publicize shortly as soon as I finish this conversation, they are also agreeing to visit the actual production sites where this brown rice protein is grown, typically in Southeast Asia, and to have each site specifically tested for its water supply, or I should say have its water supply tested for heavy metals, and in order to minimize that and possibly eliminate any sites that would not meet the requirements. And then obviously emphasize the sites that are the best fit for the requirements. So this is, Robert, this is breaking on your show. It just happened. The timing is just like that. And I'm very happy to be able to announce this. This is a huge victory for consumers. This demonstrates the incredible leadership and compassion of Garden of Life and Sun Warrior. And I'm going to now put a call out for all other brown rice protein companies in America, including Nutribiotic, Jaro, Health Force with Jameis Sheridan's company, John Barron's company, many other companies, to join in this industry-wide accord and to meet these specific targets. And by the way, Robert, this was all done without the FDA.
Yeah, that's significant.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Where was the government riding in on a shiny white federal horse? It didn't happen, and it didn't need to happen because of this new media. Mike, you've been at it for so many years. We've joined you some years ago, and we are so pleased for what we're able to do together. And you had said, I remember last year when we were talking off the air about the Forensic Food Lab and what you were going to be investigating. He says, you know, we're gonna have some big news breaking. I don't know if you knew. Maybe you had a sense of what you were going to uncover. But, you know, right as you said, this was not staged. We didn't know. You know, we knew things were going on behind the scenes, but literally right as we're on the air now, this is why you want to listen live every day you can right here on Natural News Radio. We're going to, you know, break these stories more and more as they come out. But this is huge. So Garden of Life, Sun Warrior, which I think between them, what do they have, like 70, 80, 90% of the brown rice protein sourced market share?
Yes, probably around 80 to 90%. That's just a guess, but yes, absolutely. They are the dominant players. Well, Garden of Life is the dominant player in terms of market share. Sun Warrior might be second. I'm just guessing. I don't know the actual data. However, this is, you know, these companies need to be really applauded. And I want to reinforce here, now that this is breaking, that both of these companies have told me that they entirely believe and convinced that their products are completely safe and that the levels they do not dispute my lab findings, by the way. They don't dispute the raw numbers. Mm-hmm. Where we disagree is simply on the interpretation. But they both told me, personally, key executives, that if they ever thought that their product was not 100% safe, they wouldn't sell it. So their position is that their products are incredibly safe, and at the same time, they are still going to meet these targets because they understand our concerns and they want to do the right thing for the marketplace.
Well, if they didn't understand something, in my opinion, it's that their customer base cares more about that, even if they could say, you know, we've got a parade of scientists saying this level is safe. And, of course, you start cross-comparing levels. And Superdon was talking about this on the break. You know, if you're already an organic consumer, you want to limit, minimize to the greatest degree you have control over that exposure. So given that opportunity to reduce it, I think, you know, they are definitely making the right decision, but maybe they misunderstood the marketplace at this point if they're surprised at all by this.
Well, in their defense, let me mention a couple of things. The tungsten that I found, I already mentioned earlier that I was the first to ever identify that in dietary supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not believe that these companies had any awareness whatsoever that there was some detectable level of tungsten in their product, because laboratories typically do not test for that, again, because it's never been identified in foods. So they deserve no blame for not recognizing the tungsten was in the product. And for cadmium and lead, they were conducting testing on that. Both of these companies do conduct regular lot testing. But according to their scientists, those numbers were very acceptable to them and believed to be completely safe. And that's where we would differ from opinion. But let me address that. You know, you have to understand that people are not eating just one thing. So they're not just taking a scoop of raw protein a day. They're getting, you know, they're eating other sandwiches or other soups or other things. They might be actually getting lead from other dietary supplements, let's say. We have to understand there's a cumulative effect that many people may wish to minimize.
Yeah, well, that's an aspect of toxicology. It's one significant, of course, is quantity, and across the board, not just in one product, realizing that people are going to be exposed, you know, to a number of sources. The other aspect of toxicology is speciation. You know, nothing that we referenced yesterday talked about the species of these metals, how they were bound organically, unbound, all of those things. But it was a number, or the numbers were concerning enough for people that want to clean up. And if they're already eating organic, taking these supplements from companies like Garden of Life, they've got to be, we assume, I think safely so, that these people are wanting to minimize all of these exposures.
Exactly. And let's also talk about individual biochemistry and phenotypes. Some people are more genetically predisposed to having very effective, high-functioning detoxification metabolic pathways. Other individuals may have very severely compromised detoxification pathways. For example, this can involve the glutathione and the Krebs cycle and all of these intracellular type of processes that take place to remove heavy metals. So this is important to understand, because a scientist who, let's say, is a conventional toxicologist might say, well, you know, this is really not a concern because a healthy individual can remove these metals very quickly through natural detoxification pathways. Well, that's at one level, that argument can seem to make sense. But we're dealing with a population that is intoxicated with so many poisons, with GMOs, with BPA, hormone mimickers, heavy metals, pesticide chemicals, fungal contaminations in their home environments, formaldehyde off-gassing from their particle board furniture, vaccines which inject mercury into their bodies. We are not. There's no one living today in American society that is a normal, healthy human being like you would find 200 years ago.
Right.
Not a single person, Robert.
No. We are all dealing with toxicological burdens unprecedented in recorded history that we know of. And so that's
exactly.
And that's another significant reason why people really reacted strongly to this, and rightfully so, and said, no, we want to know what's in there, and we would like less of that in there. And kudos to Garden of Life and Sun Warrior for responding appropriately here.
You know, it really is. Again, I have to commend both of these companies. It's taken a lot of courage for them to do that. This is the right thing to do. It takes a lot of courage to do it. They didn't have to agree to these measures, but they chose to take a leadership position and to really demonstrate to their customers that they are listening and that they are responding, in fact, very rapidly, and that they are committed to having the best products that they can possibly produce. Now, will these metal numbers ever be zero? Probably not. That's probably not practical on our planet. You know?
Yeah.
So that's an unrealistic expectation to think, well, everything's going to be 0-0-0. That's not going to happen.
Right. No, that's not realistic. Well, we recognize, as I said, the toxicological burden across the board, also recognizing that, you know, the more heavy metals present, the lower the levels ultimately of the minerals we need, like selenium. The production of glutathione is declining.
Yes.
Therefore, we need to address these and strategically help folks out, because these are the questions now. Here's a question from Yvonne. She says, my husband and I are finishing up a 21-day detox cleanse from their doctor, and she's become very concerned about the heavy metal detox since they've used some of these products that we've talked about. For a long time they've been on them, not assuming that there were any levels that were significant to them. And so she would rather err on the side of caution to do some additional detoxing. What could we suggest? You know, we're not prescribing, but, you know, strategically,
right.
I mean, I do things, you do things. We can talk about some of that for a couple of minutes before break, or less, about a minute, then we'll talk some more.
Well, there are things that you can, some supplements that can actually support detoxification pathways. Such as you can even take liposomal glutathione if you wish, but you can also take a precursor supplement in acetylcysteine or NAC is well known that helps support the glutathione detoxification pathways. And mm-hmm. I don't sell NAC, but I do take it. There are many things you can do, but honestly, the biggest issue here is to return to a whole food diet and to limit your exposure by doing your research on the things that you're taking, especially on a routine basis. If you're taking a Chinese medical herb, you know, one or two times, I hear the break coming. So we'll answer it after that. But it's about the things you take every day. That's where you really need to focus your attention.
Yeah, and absolutely. Any food that's going to enhance glutathione production is going to be helpful. Ironically, one of those things was the cleanest protein powder you tested was the One World Way. We love Stephen Huer and the gang over there. So check that out. Also, homeopathic detox. We talk about that each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, wrapping it up. Big news today with Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Self-regulation can work. You know, Mike Adams, you know the FDA listens to this show. We've got confirmation of that. And I just want to say, FDA, you don't have any extra burden because thanks to the Natural News Forensic Lab, you don't have to do anything extra. Look what's happened.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. The people are doing the right thing. The companies, Garden of Life has responded well. Sun Warrior, we're so pleased. We want to see the rest of the industry do this. And kudos to you and all everybody out there who's raised, you know, their voices in genuine concern. Now, yesterday, Mike, also you were concerned because it looked like there were certain entities within the companies that were attacking you. And I want to clear that up. What did you find out about that?
Well, what I found out is that there was some disconnect between the Garden of Life executives that I was very politely negotiating with. And whoever was running their Facebook page. So I want to say that whoever was running their Facebook page was simply misinformed and posted some things that sort of set off some of our fans and followers. And so there was quite a little heated debate. Heated might be the understatement going on Facebook, but I think that this announcement will clear that up and people will come to learn that we really are on the same page in the sense that the Garden of Life and myself and Sun Warrior, and I believe many other companies in this space, really do have the same goal, which is providing wholesome, nutritive products and food to end consumers. Oh, and by the way, in case this comes up, because I have been criticized from many bizarre angles on this, and by the way, no one has disputed my numbers. That's not in dispute. The numbers are quite real. But I have not received any payment or compensation of any kind, and money was never even brought up in this discussion with these companies at all. This is not it wasn't an extortion scheme. There is no promise of future advertising. I mean, these companies don't advertise with us, never have, probably never will, and that's fine. This is solely about this mission of protecting consumers. And that's why this is such a victory. And that's why I have to thank everybody who helped make this happen. It's truly a groundbreaking, unprecedented, history-making announcement. And it's wonderful that these two companies have helped make that history today in this way for consumer health and consumer concerns. It's really amazing. The FDA must be thinking, wow, we wish more companies would act like this, you know, because it's the responsible thing to do.
Right. And, you know, if anybody's concerned about the timeline of 15 months or so, I mean, you got to realize when you're securing these things all the way over there, you're going to have to take some time to sort this out. So I recognize that, you know, if we were dealing with something in our own backyard or own fridge or kitchen, it's different than when you're doing things at this level and providing a product across the board. And, you know, obviously we also encourage people to go local and grow their own food, but I know that a lot of folks, and rightly so, you know, said we want supplements too. But it's a bigger equation at that level.
Well, yeah, exactly. And this is a big industry, and it is going to take time for this transition to take place. But it's moving in the right direction, and that's very important, because what this means is that these companies are absolutely committed to making sure that their final products meet these rather stringent requirements. These requirements are really the result of it's come out of my desire to make sure that the American public, not just Americans, but everywhere around the world, reduce their exposure to dietary sources of heavy metals. And I got to say, by the way, Robert, that when I got these metals out of my diet,
right,
my cognitive function took a huge leap forward, which is what allowed me to learn the scientific methodologies to conduct the very research that led to this today. So we are all geniuses, all of us. And I think in many ways our brains are impaired by a cumulative burden of different contaminants, not just heavy metals, but other things like fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
So when we clean up our lives, we enhance and empower our own brains, not just our bodies, but our brains, our minds. And with that, we can do amazing things. And I think what we're doing here today is just one example of what's possible to do when
yes.
you clean up your diet.
Well, and yeah, we'll continue to develop and you know, reference and release not only strategies, but maybe substances and energies. Of course, as a homeopath, we use detoxes all the time for this. And I agree with you. It wasn't until I unloaded all of the toxic burden, or as much as I could, that I was able to function and communicate much better to do what we do together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. Mike Adams, you're always welcome here. Maybe tomorrow we could do a follow-up, because this is such a developing story. How great this has happened so quickly.
Sounds great. I'll see that, Robert. I look forward to it.
All right. That's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He'll be back probably tomorrow. We'll see. But in the meantime, Ty Bollinger, he's in the Robert Scott Bell Show bullpen, is it? Yeah.
Bullpen, yeah.
Outside the box, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.